Cinch.
Hello, everyone. This is David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com with today's Cold War Minute. Today is Friday, July 23rd, 2010, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1940, the United States Undersecretary of State Sumner Welles issues a declaration on the United States non-recognition policy of the Soviet annexation and incorporation of three Baltic states, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. In 1945, Marshal Henri-Philippe Pétain, leader of the Vichy regime during World War II, goes on trial. In 1947, the first air squadron of jet aircraft are deployed to Quonset Point, Rhode Island, by the United States Navy. In 1952, Egypt General Naguib seizes power by overthrowing the Egyptian monarchy. In 1956, the Bell X-2 rocket plane sets world aircraft speed record of 3,050 kilometers per hour. In 1958, the first four women named to peerage in the House of Lords in the United Kingdom occurs. In 1962, Telstar relays the first publicly transmitted live transatlantic television program featuring Walter Cronkite. In 1968, the only successful hijacking of an LL aircraft takes place when a Boeing 707 is overtaken by three members of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. The aircraft was en route from Rome to Israel. In 1972, the United States launches Landsat-1, the first Earth resources satellite. In 1974, Greek military dictatorship collapses. In 1977, a Washington jury convicts 12 Hanafi Muslims on hostage charges. In 1980, Soyuz 37 ferries two cosmonauts, one Vietnamese, to Salyut 6 space station. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, July 23rd. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, Auf Wiedersehen.